This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. High school sports are resuming activities for the first time since March, when seasons were canceled amid the pandemic. And sports commentator Terry Pluto says that getting kids back on the field is about much more than competition.
One of the biggest worries that teachers and coaches and people in education have, and parents even, is that your kid will isolate and depression. It creates a bad situation, which we see not only with adults, but we've neglected the fact that for, you know, teenagers and younger kids, it's been a big problem.
And you heard from a high school coach in Cleveland who wanted to let you know how badly this is affecting him and his students.
Right. Rodney DiCepeda, he's at Cleveland John Hay, a biology teacher there for 13 years. And John Hay, by the way, is a magnet school in Cleveland. It's one of those where 80% of those kids go to college, and it's in the University Circle area. Mm-hmm. And he kind of reached out to me on the benefit of several of the city school coaches in Cleveland. And May 26th, the governor said, okay, we're allowed to have limited practices for track teams and just different kind of things. Well, Cleveland, for a variety of reasons, was just dragging its feet, not allowing their guys and their, you know, the other sports to get going. So he wanted me to kind of address that and put a little pressure on the Senate, which I was more than glad to do. Because as he said, right now, you know, the Akron City School started in June. The suburban school started on May 26th. And they're not tackling. This is just running around, lifting some weights, you know. And they have like phase one, phase two, phase three. Phase one is running around and conditioning. Phase two is, I don't know, throwing a football around or something. Phase three is when you can start to do some contact. They got the sanitizers. They got all the stuff out there. But Amanda, let's get real. These are a bunch of teenagers. They are the low-risk category, you know, for the virus. They just are. And on top of it, these activities are to be all held outside. But he said that the biggest concern he had, these kids have been away from school, away from each other, and they are depressed. The texts and conversations and the Zoom things they were having, he said they were in some bad places.
And you heard some similar thoughts from Ted Ginn, who's the coach, football coach at Glenville.
Glenville, the legendary Ted Ginn, one of the, you know, most well-known high school coaches in the nation. Same thing. And Ted's an inner city school in Glenville. You know, mm-hmm. This is not a magnet school. It's a regular one. And he says, they don't want to hear it. It's a matter of life and death. I don't want my kids just out there for months with nothing to do. The need for them to be out and be with people is a very, very important part of their growing up socially at this point.
And I know that it was a big part of your life growing up, and not because you were going to go pro in anything, but because of the friendships you made.
No, I mean, I would have been really heartbroken had I lost the spring of my senior year at Benedictine, because I actually was going to finally play some on the baseball team. That was a big deal there. It's a good team and a good school to play. For it to just go away, like just end in the middle of March with no warning or anything, and then you're just kind of waiting. Remember, they're wondering, do we come back or we're not coming back? Now, I mean, I graduated from high school in 1973, and I still run into somebody. We played baseball together, or I was, you know, I sat on the JV basketball bench with them, and you have that common bond.
The Cleveland schools did get a July 1st start date. You make the argument that it's better to just get started.
Right, so they don't play as many games, or you decide we're going to not have tackle football, but we'll go out and have some sort of formal flag football. Or you just figure stuff out. But the idea being it's time to move forward. And we can't just say, well, it isn't like it always was, so we're not going to try to do it differently. No, you're going to have to do stuff differently. But I'd rather do it differently than not at all.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.